This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, March 5th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always. Going to start with a few big games and an historic game in the NBA. But we'll go with the big games first, frankly, because the historic part is important. The Heat go out to Los Angeles to play the Lakers. The Lakers, of course, great at home, terrible on the road. The Heat coming off a loss to Utah, go out to the coast to play the Lakers. No Chris Bosh for the Heat still. His grandmother passed away. He's not back with the team yet. And the Lakers, led by who else? The great Kobe Bryant, beat the Heat. Lakers 93, Heat 83. Lakers up 50-38 from at the half and won by 10. What a game for Kobe. Now, a couple of things happened in this game. Very unusual. Dwayne Wade, who rarely, if ever, fouls out, fouled out of this game. No Chris Bosh. Wade only playing 31 minutes. But Kobe was the man. 33 points, 3 rebounds. Met a world peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, a big game. This is what the Lakers need. They need more than Bryant, Bynum, and Gasol. Ron Artest yesterday, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Bynum is a walking double-double, 16 and 13. Pau Gasol, 11 and 10. The Lakers with a big win. The Heat. LeBron James, of course, 25 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. What can you say? The best player in the league, no doubt about it. Wade in limited minutes, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Mario Chalmers with 15 points, including 4 of 8 from 3, but not enough. The Lakers beat the Heat. 93-83. It's a huge win for the Los Angeles Lakers. They're now 17-2 at home, but of course only 6-12 on the road. Kobe got off quickly. You recall Dwayne Wade accidentally broke Kobe's nose in the All-Star game. Kobe came out firing, 18 in the first quarter, 14 for 23. In the game, after the game, LeBron had, of course, some classy, great words for Kobe, one of the best players, one of the best closers, et cetera, et cetera. But Miami is going to have to get over the hump. Now, again, the Lakers, I don't even view them to be a championship team because they can't remotely play well on the road, and they're not going to have a good enough record to get home court advantage through the playoffs. So they're going to have their issues unless they make a trade. Derek Fisher, just not a big-time NBA point guard anymore. 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist in 19 minutes. Blake, Steve Blake off the bench, 28 minutes. The other point guard did have 6 assists, but only 3 points and 2 rebounds. So the Lakers are going to have to fill that hole. Of course, they tried to get Chris Paul, had him in a trade, negated by Commissioner Stern. That's their weakness now, and frankly, everybody knows it. Lakers 93, Miami Heat 83. That's a huge win for the Lakers. Of course, again, they're going to have to play better on the road, but that's a big win protecting their home court advantage against certainly what I think is the best team in basketball. Another interesting game. Knicks go up to Boston to play the Celtics. Both teams at 500 battling for the 7th playoff berth. Boston with their big three back in action. But as we've talked about over the last year, once upon a time when Boston won the championship, it was the big three plus Rondo. But in the last year, year and a half, maybe even 2 years, it's really been Rondo and then the big three. And Rajon Rondo showed how good he can be yesterday, playing 47 minutes, 18 points, 17 rebounds, 20 assists to lead the Celtics to a 115-111 overtime victory over the Knicks. The Knicks still finding their way. They play 10 guys. They have a very deep 10-man rotation. I mean, these guys can all play, but D'Antoni's going to have to find a way to work that out. He might have to cut it down to 8 or 9. 10 is going to be hard to play. But yesterday, between Rondo with an unbelievable triple-double and Paul Pierce hitting big three after big three, Pierce finished with 34 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 for 7 from three-point land, including a game-tying 3 late in regulation. Carmelo got a shot off at the buzzer for the Knicks in regulation, a decent look, but it didn't go. Then in the overtime, Celtics outscore the Knicks 12-8. So a big win at home for the Celtics. The Knicks, to me, show they can play with the Celtics, certainly, and they were on the road. The only thing the Knicks have not proven is can they go on the road and beat good teams. They did have good road wins at Minnesota, a decent team, at Toronto, a bad team. But they're going to have to go on the road. They go down to Texas now. They play Dallas, San Antonio back-to-back. Obviously, that'll be very tough. Celtics 115, Knicks 111, amazing triple-double for Rondo, Garnett 18, 10 rebounds, Pierce, as we said, 34 and 7, Ray Allen 12 points, and Rondo with just an unbelievable game. Jeremy Lin, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, still with a lot of turnovers with 6. At time now, after he's playing now 5 weeks in the league, Lin's going to have to be a little more cautious, not less aggressive, but a little more cautious. Threw a number of lob passes too far, got stripped in the lane. I think he's going to have to learn to pull up and take that 10-foot jumper. Anthony, high scorer for the Knicks, 25 points, 7 rebounds in 35 minutes, 8 for 21 from the field. Stoudemire, 16 points, 13 rebounds. Steve Novak off the bench, 4 for 7 from 3, 14 points. And Iman Shumpert, a very good defender, also chips in with 14 points. No moral victories for the Knicks, but they played well enough and almost won the game. Again, Anthony had a good look to win that game, and it just didn't work out for him. Celtics 115, Knicks 111 in overtime. Now the historic, the really historic took place in a lowly Nets versus even lower Bobcats down in Charlotte. Nets 104, Bobcats 101, but it was the Darren Williams show. Williams was unbelievable, 16 for 29 from the field, 21 for 21 from the free throw line, 4 three-pointers, 57 points for Darren Williams, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, just an unbelievable game. The highest scoring game in the history of the Nets franchise. And apparently, maybe you heard this stat, 21 for 21 from the free throw line, the most amount of free throws made without a miss in the history of the NBA for any game of 50 or more points. Nets 104, Bobcats 101. Maybe a showing, if you will, by Darren Williams for Dwight Howard. If Howard comes to the Nets this year, they'll show up in Brooklyn together next year with some real juice. If the Nets don't get Howard, Darren Williams, the rumors are already he's going back to Dallas, his hometown. But we'll have to wait to see how that shakes out. But yesterday, just a stunning game for Darren Williams, the highest point total in the NBA this year. 57 of the Nets, 104 points. Nets 104. Bobcats 101. The Nets move to 12-26. Lowly Charlotte drops to 4-31. Corey Maggette with 24 points and 7 rebounds for the Bobcats. But as Paul Silas always says, Silas, of course, the coach of the Bobcats and the former Celtic great, he's very blunt. He simply says that there's just not enough talent on the Bobcats team for them to compete in the NBA. They did have a chance at home against the Nets, but they were unable to win. Darren Williams with a historic 57-point game. Nets 104, Bobcats 101. New Jersey 12-26, Charlotte 4-31. A few other interesting games yesterday. The Bulls come over to Philly to play the 76ers. The Bulls 31-8, Philly 22-16 after the Bulls beat the 76ers. Bulls 96, 76ers 91. Derrick Rose back, it seems, in fine form, 35 points. 12 for 23 from the field, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 for 7 from 3. Boozer, 13 points, 7 rebounds. Joakim Noah, 11 points, 18 rebounds. Again, no really secondary scorer. Rip Hamilton trying to get back into the flow of things. 8 points in 18 minutes on 4 for 6 shooting. He could be the guy who really is the scorer. Boozer and Noah and Dang are good players who can score once in a while, especially Boozer and Dang. But I don't think they're real scorers like Rip Hamilton used to be and maybe can be again. Chicago's problems are not in the regular season. Obviously, it's going to be in a half-court zone where Rose can go, in a half-court game where Rose can go off and no one else helps him. For the 76ers, a good team, but no superstar. Jrue Holiday, a very good point guard, 16 points, 4 assists. Elton Brand, 14 points, 13 rebounds. Iguodala, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Thaddeus Young, a very good player off the bench, 17 points, 9 rebounds. Not enough for Philadelphia. Again, I think they've overachieved with Doug Collins. But we'll just have to see if they can keep it up. Philadelphia 22-16 now after that loss. The Bulls 96. The 76ers 91. A couple of other interesting games. The Clippers go down to Houston to play the Rockets. The Clippers in overtime beat the Rockets 105-103. The Chris Paul Show, what can you say? 28 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Paul and Griffin, of course, and a tremendous 1-2 team. Paul, 10 for 22 from the field. Griffin, 14 points, 11 rebounds. They're the big two, obviously. Foy with 15 points. Caron Butler with 14. Williams off the bench with 14. But they're a two-man superstar show, Paul and Griffin. For the Rockets, Kevin Martin with 25 points and 8 assists. Samuel D'Alembert, their big man, 17 points, 12 rebounds. Luis Scola, 16 points, 12 rebounds. Lowry, their point guard, 14 points, but only 2 assists. Houston has a good team. They're 21-17, but they don't have that star power. I think Kevin Martin is the best player on that team. He's a little up and down. Luis Scola, a very good player as well. I think the Rockets, frankly, are in the wrong conference. If they were in the East, they'd be much better. Los Angeles Clippers 105, the Rockets 103 in overtime. Big game for Chris Paul, star point guard. One other fascinating game, the Nuggets go down to San Antonio. The Spurs get back Ginobili, who played 23 minutes, but the Nuggets beat the Spurs 99-94. For the Nuggets, Lawson 22 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds. Obviously one rebound short of a triple-double. Aflalo, 14 and 6 rebounds. Brewer, 12 and 4. Kenneth Faried, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Al Harrington off the bench for Denver, 16 points, 6 rebounds. And Andre Miller, the backup point guard, in 24 minutes, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Miller, an excellent backup point guard. A good win for the Nuggets and George Karl. Denver improves to 21-17. Again, I think they have a lot of very good players. I think they need some star power to get over the hump. They got a lot of very good players for Carmelo last year, but Gallinari, for example, has not played for a while for Denver. When they get him back, he's a tough matchup for anyone. For the Spurs, again, Ginobili came back, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 23 minutes, has to get back into the flow. Tony Parker, 25 points, 7 assists. Tim Duncan, 14 points, 9 rebounds, still relying on their big three for San Antonio, but the Nuggets get the job done. The Nuggets, 99. The Spurs, 94. Those are your major games in the NBA. A couple of other games quickly. The Raptors beat the Warriors in Toronto, 83-75. DeRozan with 25 for the Raptors. Lee with 22 and 12 rebounds to lead the Warriors. The Suns beat the Kings, 96-88. Nash with 19 points and 7 assists to lead Phoenix. Gortat with 17 rebounds. Those are all your NBA games. We'll get to college basketball, the NHL, some NFL stuff, a lot of miscellaneous stuff when we come back. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Think Fish with Frank Reese on Blue Zoo Radio, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. exclusively on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-780-0646. That's 1-800-780-0646.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Listen up, America!
Listen up, America. I'm talking to anyone with or without a pre-existing medical condition. A health insurance hotline has now been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. 1-800-690-6110. I repeat, this is a hotline providing free quotes for affordable health plans. It's for anyone without health insurance, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress. All uninsured Americans are strongly urged to call this National Health Insurance Hotline right away to protect yourself and your family from an unexpected variety of medical costs that could cause financial hardship. Call the Health Insurance Hotline right now for a free quote at 1-800-690-6110. That's 1-800-690-6110. Call 1-800-690-6110.
You're listening to thesportstalknetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508. 0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Think Fish with Frank Reese on Blue Zoo Radio, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. exclusively on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get Out of Debt Quick Promise is asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-780-0646. That's 1-800-780-0646.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Listen up, America!
Listen up, America. I'm talking to anyone with or without a pre-existing medical condition. A health insurance hotline has now been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. 1-800-690-6110. I repeat, this is a hotline providing free quotes for affordable health plans. It's for anyone without health insurance, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress. All uninsured Americans are strongly urged to call this National Health Insurance Hotline right away to protect yourself and your family from an unexpected variety of medical costs that could cause financial hardship. Call the Health Insurance Hotline right now for a free quote at 1-800-690-6110. That's 1-800-690-6110. Call 1-800-690-6110.
You're listening to the SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Just wanted to give you some breaking news on the Mets Bernie Madoff bankruptcy case. Now in federal court in New York City. Today, Judge Jed Rakoff filed a four-page opinion determining that the Met ownership will owe the trustee somewhere up to $83 million. This is on the fictitious profits in that Bernie Madoff lawsuit that the trustee has filed on behalf of the investors against Saul Katz, Fred Wilpon, and other members of Met ownership. On the one hand, Judge Rakoff said The Wilpons and Katz's will owe up to $83 million based on strict bankruptcy principles. On the other hand, he said it may not be $83 million. He's going to have a subsequent hearing, maybe with briefs and oral arguments to talk about it. That is a win to some degree for the trustee. Meanwhile, the Met defendants tried to have the entire case dismissed. Judge Rakoff denied that motion for summary judgment to get rid of the whole case, although he did note, and I think that's a good sign for Met ownership, that it's going to be very difficult for the defendants to show that, for the trustee, I'm sorry, to show that the defendants actually knew what was going on, willfully turned a blind eye to the Madoff scheme. Going to be very difficult to prove that, but that's for a jury to decide. So that's just breaking over the airwaves right now. A minor victory for Irving Bacard on the front side, and I think still a minor victory for Met ownership on the other side, because Judge Rakoff continues to say, essentially in his view, and at the end of the day it's for a jury to decide, not for him, in his view, it's going to be very hard for the trustee to prove that the Mets ownership willfully turned a blind eye. The best example I can give, and I've studied this case from the beginning, is that Fred Wilpon had one of his best friends, Sandy Koufax, the Hall of Fame pitcher, put in a lot of money on behalf of with the Madoff investment firm. And obviously, if you really knew about this, you're not going to have your best friend lose money like that. So we'll have to wait now. That's supposed to go to trial on March 19th, and we'll just have to wait until then. There might be a further ruling on the $83 million. When that comes in, we'll talk to you about that as well. Want to switch now to a number of miscellaneous things. In the NFL, Greg Williams and this whole bounty gate, if you will, is coming to New York today to meet with the NFL security people, not with Roger Goodell necessarily, but apparently Greg Williams has admitted that when he was the Saints defensive coordinator, he is now the Rams defensive coordinator. He has admitted that he had a bounty system, that he would pay people money to try and knock other people out of the game or get great hits. I mean, there's going to be a lot of, because of the whole concussion thing now, frankly, you know, you have all these ex-NFL players going on the air and say, hey, look, there was always something like that. We always knew there was something like that, blah, blah, blah. But now Greg Williams is the guy who's going to pay for it. Maybe Sean Payton, the coach of the Saints at the time, and still Greg Williams no longer with the Saints. Maybe New Orleans ownership, depending on who knew what when. But you can expect from Roger Goodell severe penalties, definitely against Williams, maybe something lesser against Payton or the Saints organization. But again, a lot of people are saying this is the way it always is. It might not have been called a bounty. It might not have been knock this guy out, we'll give you $10,000. But there has always been that reward system. Darren Woodson got on ESPN and said, look, if you got a big interception, you got some cash. If you had a big hit, you got some cash. Certainly, if you knock somebody out of the game, you got some cash. To the players, it doesn't even seem to be much of a big deal. The other side of that, of course, is now with the newfound knowledge and evidence, if you will, of the concussions and the problems short-term and long-term for these players, they're going to have to be more and more sensitive to the fact that you can't go out of your way to try and knock somebody out of the game or hurt somebody intentionally. That's a fine line, frankly, between playing tough, hard football and trying to hurt somebody. The NFL, I think, is going to try and draw that line, and they're going to use Greg Williams, in my opinion, as an example of that. Some other NFL notes. Stevie Johnson of Buffalo signed a new 5-year deal today worth $36.25 million with the Bills, $19.5 million guaranteed. And he gets around $24 million of it in the first 3 years of the deal, so obviously it's a front-loaded deal. Not the case for Wes Welker, who is hoping to get a long-term contract with the Patriots, but apparently the Welker and the Patriots are too far apart, so the Patriots are probably going to franchise tag him today. And under that franchise tag, Welker will get about $9 million for the coming season. Apparently, they're just too far apart. Oh, one other thing, going back to the whole Greg Williams bounty gate, it's not just going to be management of the Saints, coaches, and maybe upper management. Apparently, there were as many as 27 players involved at one time or another with the Greg Williams bounty fund, if you will. The fund was actually paid for by the players, primarily by the players themselves. And at a minimum, Goodell or his security force are going to meet with most of these 27 players and might even take action against them, which I think would be kind of sad myself. But, you know, how are you going to turn down a coach? You know, you want to be involved in what the team is involved in. And if it's bad, it'll be a real issue for a player to walk away from that and still maintain chemistry within the locker room. So I think they should go very easy on the players. It's not surprising. Look, you're going to try and play hard and hit somebody hard anyway. But we'll see how it shakes out. I think it's going to be much worse for Greg Williams. And then after that, maybe Peyton and upper management of the New Orleans Saints. And then after that, the 27 players involved. A couple of Major League Baseball notes. Yankees beat the Phillies yesterday. The scores and whatever don't really matter. But A-Rod hit a home run off of Doc Holliday in his first at-bat. The Red Sox beat the Twins. The key there, Josh Beckett, two scoreless innings, seemed healthy. The Astros beat the Nationals, but Steven Strasburg starting for the Nationals, coming back. He did come back the end of last year off that Tommy John surgery. Gave up two earned runs in 2 2/3, but obviously just trying to work on getting his control, getting his arm loose. Prince Fielder hit a home run in his first exhibition game as a Tiger. Interestingly, the Giants in Milwaukee played Ryan Braun, two strikeouts, two at-bats. I think that's important. Not yesterday's results, but I think Ryan Braun is under a tremendous amount of pressure. He obviously did not win the court of public opinion with his challenge to the way his sample was collected and stored. You know, the guy kept it in his basement for 2 days or something. He won. I think it's true that he won on a technicality. So Ryan Braun has a lot to prove this year. If his numbers slump for whatever reason, everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, for sure he took something last year. They didn't attack his urine sample. They attacked the way the collector kept the sample over the weekend. And you know that whole story. He didn't go right to FedEx. He kept it in his house Saturday night, all day Sunday, Monday, and then took it to FedEx Monday afternoon. The drug experts all say that couldn't have changed the sample, and the lab in Montreal said it was still triple sealed. The cup was sealed. There was a seal around the cup, like a plastic bag or something was sealed, and the envelope that was mailed to Montreal with the sample was sealed. So Braun 0 for 2 and 2 strikeouts yesterday. He's going to hear it from opposing players. Not from opposing players, from opposing fans in opposing ballparks all year. And I'll say it again, if his numbers go down, if he's 20-80, everybody's going to point the finger at Ryan Braun. So he's under pressure in a different kind of way, it seems to me. And, of course, as the reigning MVP, guys are going to pitch to you differently and be more careful with you anyway. So this could be a problem this year for Ryan Braun. One signing, the Pirates signed Andrew McCutchen, a very good major league outfielder, to a 6-year, $51 million contract. So obviously McCutchen has decided that he wants to be in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, of course, picked up A.J. Burnett to be, if not the ace of their staff, certainly the leader, the older mentor who's been through a lot of the wars, who certainly has a World Series ring with the Yankees in 2009. As you know, Burnett tried to bunt and broke his own orbital bone when he tried to bunt and the ball bounced off the bat and hit him in the face. So he's out 8 to 12 weeks. But the Pirates trying to do something here, again, in the inequities of baseball, where one team can spend $200 million while another team spends $40 or $50 or $60 million. The Pirates are really towards the bottom of the heap. But if Burnett comes back and can be a steadying influence, and I think he can still be a good pitcher in the National League. You know, the pitcher's bat, the number eight hitters aren't that strong. I think tying up McCutchen, a very good player, and bringing in A.J. Burnett is going to help the Pirates. But again, to me, they're just trying to get to respectability, frankly, more than anything else. Moving on now to PGA Golf, the Honda Classic. You saw Tiger Woods beat Tiger Woods for maybe the first time in a few years. He shoots a final round 62. Actually was the leader in the clubhouse because Rory McIlroy was still playing, but McIlroy managed to shoot his own 69 to finish 12 under for the tournament, to win the tournament. Tiger finished tied for second. McIlroy, because of that win, we talked about it on Friday, now becomes number one in the world. He's the second youngest player ever to be number one. And you know who the first was, of course, Tiger Woods. But Rory McIlroy holds on, shoots a 69, minus 12 for the tournament. He wins the PGA Honda Classic. Tiger Woods with a stunning 62, and if you saw some of the putts that he made, he obviously wasn't putting well earlier in the tournament or last week, but yesterday it was like the Tiger of old. He shoots a 62 to finish tied for second behind Rory McIlroy. McIlroy now ranked the number one golfer in the world. Quickly on NASCAR, the Sprint Cup race at Phoenix. Denny Hamlin wins. It's his first win ever at Phoenix. Hamlin, of course, was fourth at Daytona the week before. Kevin Harvick looked like he was going to win the race, but literally ran out of gas towards the finish, so he has to coast home as Denny Hamlin wins. Harvick finished second. Greg Biffle finishes third at the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Phoenix. Again, the first win ever for Denny Hamlin at Phoenix. One other note, in women's college basketball, Pat Summitt, and certainly you followed this year, you know that she was diagnosed last year with early onset dementia related to Alzheimer's disease, and she said she's going to coach as long as she can coach. She is on the bench. She has a lot of help from her assistants. But Pat Summitt yesterday, the all-time winningest coach, man or woman, in Division I, won her, hard to fathom this, won her 16th SEC championship as Tennessee beat LSU in the final, Tennessee 70, LSU 58. Of course, Summitt, 8 national titles, more wins than anyone in the history of Division I, wins her 16th SEC championship yesterday as Tennessee beats LSU 70-58. We'll be back after this short break with college basketball, the National Hockey League, and a few other miscellaneous notes. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7 online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-309-5530. That's 800-309-5530. For free gold information, call now. 800-309-5530. 800-309-5530.
Get your Major League Baseball news when you want it 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at SupplyLineElectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com, your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
join Paul Belfi and Mike Pitek.
You are a freaking lunatic.
For Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Going to switch to college basketball now. It's that time of year, of course, all the conference tournaments. You know the deal, the automatic bid to the winner. Then if the conference regular season champion doesn't win in a lot of these mid-level conferences, mid-major conferences, can the team that lost, that didn't win, that won their regular season but didn't win the tournament, can they get an at-large bid? A lot going on. But the first game I wanted to talk about, you know, I've talked about Ohio State as my pick to win the national championship going back to before the season, and they certainly have not played well in the last few weeks. But yesterday, looking like they had no chance against number 5 Michigan State at Michigan State, Ohio State comes roaring back, beats Michigan State 72-70 on the road, a big win for Ohio State, and that also catapults them into a three-way tie for the Big Ten championship with Michigan State and Michigan. Had Michigan State won the game, and they were up 9, 38-29 at the half, and even were up 11 in the second half, had they won that game, Michigan State would have been the outright winner of the Big Ten. But because Ohio State comes back to beat them, it winds up a three-way tie. Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan, who beat Penn State, we'll get to that in a minute. But yesterday, to me, maybe a defining win for Ohio State, because they had not played well at home or on the road. They are 25-6, but they had three losses in their last six games prior to this game. And now they come back to beat, I think, one of the best teams in the country, Michigan State. Tom Izzo, well-coached, good defenders. You know the drill for Michigan State. But yesterday, for Ohio State, Sullinger, their big man, had a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Buford hit the huge jumper with less than a second left in the game. Buford is a guy, along with Sullinger, who are going to have to lead them to the promised land. Buford with 25 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 3 rebounds. Aaron Kraft, their point guard, who's a very good player, had a solid game, played the whole game, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He hit a big three to tie up the game. Ohio State 72, Michigan State 70. Draymond Green, an excellent player for Michigan State, 19 points, only 6 of 18 from the field, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Keith Appling with 11, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Wood off the bench, 15 points. Knicks off the bench with 11 for Michigan State. They dropped to 24-7. Ohio State, to me, with a win that at least catapults them back into the conversation. Again, I'm not sure that anybody can beat Kentucky or Syracuse. They seem to have, in my opinion anyway, separated themselves from the rest of the country, frankly. Ohio State 72, Michigan State 70, number 10 on the road beats number 5. That's a gigantic win for Ohio State and their confidence, of course. Number 1, Kentucky on the road at Florida, no problem. Kentucky 74, Florida 59. Kentucky now 30-1. Of course, they only had that one loss to Indiana. Billy Donovan's team 22-9. They should be a tournament team, of course. Kentucky, obviously, a number one seed. Kentucky 74-59 over Florida. What can you say? Davis, a monster, 22 points, 12 rebounds. Jones, 19 points, 4 rebounds. Teague, 12 points, 4 assists. I mean, Kentucky just, they're only playing 7 guys, really mainly 6 guys, frankly, but they have a monster team. They've got to be the favorites going in. Florida, 22-9. Young with 21 points, 9 rebounds. Murphy with 14 points, 8 rebounds. 5 assists for Walker and 8 points. Florida's going to be a tournament team, but Billy Donovan has not, frankly, been able to recruit that high caliber of player he was able to recruit in the past to meet those championship teams he had a few years ago. Number one, Kentucky, 74. Florida, 59. Kentucky up 8 at the half, coasted home to win by 15. They go through the SEC 16-0. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. A perfect season in the SEC for Kentucky, and again, 30-1 overall. The other Big Ten game I mentioned, Michigan gets their share of the Big Ten title, regular season title, with Ohio State and Michigan State. They go on the road and beat Penn State. Michigan 71, Penn State 65, Evan Spotrich with 19, Tim Hardaway Jr. with 13 for Michigan, number 16 Michigan. Jermaine Marshall for Penn State scores a career-high 27 points, not enough. Michigan 71, Penn State 65. Meanwhile, in St. Louis, Doug McDermott, and if you haven't seen him play, you want to see Creighton play in the tournament. Doug McDermott had 33 points as number 25 Creighton, survived an upset bid in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. They beat Illinois State 83-79. I think Creighton would have gotten an at-large bid had they lost. They're 28-5. But they won the conference tournament for the 7th time in the last 14 years. They earned their first NCAA bid since 2007. And again, this Doug McDermott, a very good player, can use both hands inside if you've watched him play. Had a big game yesterday for Creighton, 33 points. Antoine Young, they won in overtime by 4. Antoine Young scored 8 of his 14 points in overtime for Creighton. Creighton 83, Illinois State 79. We now have 4 teams, 3 on Saturday, punch their ticket, 1 on Sunday. We have 4 teams who have already gotten their automatic bids: UNC Asheville, Belmont, Creighton, and of course Murray State. Murray State has had an unbelievable year themselves, only one loss. There were some people talking about a couple weeks ago if Murray State had lost to St. Mary's and then lost in the tournament that they wouldn't get an automatic bid. Of course, that was ridiculous, but in any event, they did beat St. Mary's, a ranked team. They did win their tournament. They do have an automatic bid. So the first 4 in are UNC Asheville, Murray State, Belmont, and Creighton. They're the first 4 teams in the NCAA March Madness. And we'll get to the other. There are a number of other championship games, conference championship games, with automatic bids tied to them tonight. Virtually all of, I think all of which are on TV. We'll get to the TV schedule a little later in the show. But yesterday, Creighton wins the Missouri Valley Conference, gets the automatic bid, joins UNC Asheville, Murray State, and Belmont. One bubble team, VCU, had that incredible run to the Final Four. They're playing in the CAA in the semifinals yesterday. VCU beats George Mason. VCU started on a 32-4 run at the beginning of the game. George Mason eventually cut it to 8, which is pretty amazing. But VCU holds on to win. VCU 74, George Mason 64. That was in the semifinal of the CAA. They will play Drexel tonight for the championship, and the winner of that game gets an automatic bid. We should mention that Bradford Burgess, who you might remember from VCU's run last year for Coach Shaka Smart, started his 143rd game in a row. He breaks Patrick Ewing's all-time record. Ewing, of course, the 4-year starter from Georgetown, who had started 142 consecutive games. Again, to me, that's more scheduling than anything else. You just didn't play as many games, and Ewing went to 3 Final Fours, so he had all those tournament games that he played as well. Nowadays, you just play more. It's still amazing that a freshman starter would stay 4 years, and Bradford Burgess did break the Patrick Ewing record yesterday. yesterday as VCU makes it to the CAA championship game. A couple of other games over the weekend, we just spoke about St. Mary's. Gonzaga is going to play St. Mary's tonight. We'll give you the time and what station that's on a little later in the show. But St. Mary's was ranked as high as 15 early in the year. They did lose that bracket buster game to Murray State. They have lost a few other games. Obviously, both teams want to win the championship game to get the automatic bid. I think you can make a case for Gonzaga or St. Mary's if they lose, but you don't want to leave those kinds of things in the hand of the committee if you can avoid it. A few other top 25 games. Yesterday, Illinois on the road at Wisconsin, number 14, Wisconsin. Wisconsin beats Illinois, Wisconsin 70, Illinois 56. Wisconsin ranked 14th in the country, 23-8. Illinois 17-14, probably hoping, frankly, for an NIT bid. A couple of other games, a good win for number 24, Virginia, on the road against Maryland. Virginia 75, Maryland 72. Virginia going to punch their ticket, ranked 24th in the country, 22-8. Maryland, 500, just above 500 at 16-14. They're hoping as well, I think, for a trip to the NIT. Clemson on the road at Florida State. Florida State, we've talked about them. I think they're better than the 22-ranked team in the country. At home yesterday, they beat Clemson 80-72. Clemson, Florida State moves to 21-9 for Leonard Hamilton. Clemson drops to 16-14. And all these teams in big conferences, like Maryland, like Illinois, like Clemson, they want to be above 500 and hope that they can at least play in the postseason tournament somewhere. It's not going to be in the NCAA unless they make an incredible run in the ACC tournament or whatever tournament they're playing in. The Big Ten tournament, they're going to have to win those tournaments to get to the big dance. Absent that, they're probably hoping for an invite to the NIT or one of those other .com college tournaments that they have. Now, one final game, number 18 Indiana, the only team to beat Kentucky, which I think in and of itself, even if they had a mediocre record, 18-19 wins, 11-12 losses, I shouldn't call that mediocre, but in the eyes of the committee it would be. They're much better than that. Indiana at home yesterday beats Purdue, Indiana 85, Purdue 74, Indiana ranked 18th. Now 24-7, so you know they're punching their ticket. They might be a 4 or a 5 seed. Purdue 20-11. I think you're on the bubble nowadays. Once upon a time, if you won 20 games, you made the tournament. But now when you have teams playing, including their conference tournament, 33, 34, 35 games, once upon a time, if you were 20-7, you made the tournament. Nowadays, if you're 20-12, 20-13, you might have a problem. So Purdue is 20-11 now. If they can make a mini run in their tournament, they can probably be an at-large selection. And still might, even if they lose, they are 20-11. They are a pretty good team. That Hummel is their leading scorer and rebounder. He's a very good player. So Indiana beats Purdue. Purdue on the bubble. We'll have to see what they can do to make the tournament. Those are your top 25 games in college basketball. A couple of other interesting college basketball games. Iona, which was the number one seed to win the MAC, and had a very good, you know, if you're not familiar with Iona in the Big East, in the eastern part of the country, they're a very good team. They finished 25-7. They have a 6-3 record against the RPI top 100, 1-1 against the RPI top 50, and their own RPI is 38. But now they're going to have to be, frankly, politicking the committee because they lost yesterday to Fairfield. Fairfield 85. Iona 75. Iona looking for that at-large bid. Fairfield will now play for the championship of the MAC. And, of course, the MAC winner gets an automatic bid. The question is, will the committee take Iona? And, again, when you're like that, they're going to be a borderline team. I think they deserve it. Their coach, Tim Kloos, who's done a really good job, says, quote, "I believe we deserve it. If it's not realistic, then it's never happening. I think we should definitely be in the discussion. I think if you're going to pick 8 or 9 teams out of the Big East, I think that's nonsense because those teams aren't as good as we are. The top teams, yeah, not the 7th, 8th, 9th place teams there or any other league, not this year." That's a pretty strong quote, and a lot of times I think the committee doesn't frankly, respond positively to those kinds of quotes. We'll keep an eye on Iona. I think they should be in the tournament. They are a very good team. They did go 25-7 with an RPI of 38, which, of course, is a very good RPI. So we'll just have to see. Scott Machado, who led the nation in assists, had 24 points and 7 assists for Iona. Mike Glover had 19 points for Iona, but they do not win. Fairfield moves on with an 85-75 victory over the Iona Gales. Fairfield, now 19-13, will play Loyola of Maryland, who beat Siena 70-60 for the MAC championship. Again, that game will be on TV tonight, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Another local team where I live, Wagner, had a very good year, but LIU beat Quinnipiac in one semifinal, and in the other semifinal, Robert Morris beat Wagner. So Robert Morris and LIU will play for the automatic bid. Wagner 25-6. I don't think they can get an at-large bid. They don't have the RPI Iona has. They don't play the schedule that Iona does. We'll have to see. A lot of people thought in the Northeast, Iona would win the MAC and Wagner would win the Northeast Conference, but it didn't work out that way for either team, so we'll have to see what happens. A few other games. Stony Brook beat Albany 57-55 in the American East semifinals. They're now going to play Vermont. Vermont beat Hartford 77-73. So Stony Brook will play Vermont again. The winner goes to the NCAA. The loser will not go to the NCAA. They'll be hoping for an NIT bid. Rhode Island fired their men's basketball coach, Jim Barron, which is kind of sad. Barron was there for 11 years. He's a very good college basketball coach. But again, if you don't get the players, it's hard to win. Rhode Island goes 7-24 this year. And Jim Barron fired as Rhode Island's basketball coach after 11 seasons, after a bad 7-24 season. Got a few games to talk about now in the NHL. I thought the most interesting game, yeah, I'm a New York guy, but I thought the most interesting game was the Boston Bruins coming down to the Garden to try and slow down the red-hot Rangers. Lundqvist in the goal for the Rangers, defending Stanley Cup champion Tim Thomas, Conn Smythe winner in the goal for Boston. Rangers get off to a 2-0 lead. Fedotenko gets his 8th. Hagelin gets his 12th. But then Boston comes back. Benoit Pouliot scores his 10th. Jordan Caron scores his 4th. But then in the third period, Marian Gaborik breaks a 2-2 tie with his 32nd of the year from Richards and Delzato. David Krejci comes back with his 17th of the year to tie up the game. And then with less than 8 minutes to go, Derek Stepan on a great pass from Michael Delzato beats Thomas on the glove side. Rangers 4, Boston 3. A good game for Lundqvist, even though he gave up 3 goals. The Bruins outshot the Rangers 33-17. A lot of people thought this was kind of a statement game. I don't know if I'd go that far. These are two teams who are going to be in the playoffs. The Rangers lead the East by like 12 points now. If we get a chance, we'll go to the standings quickly on the NHL. But the Bruins also trying to regroup and make their run. It was a very chippy game. A couple of cheap shots during the game. One of those neither team will forget. A few fights, et cetera, et cetera. But the Rangers get the win and the 2 points in a regulation game. Rangers 4, Boston 3. The Islanders at home against the Devils beat the Devils 1-0 on a second period goal by Kyle Okposo, his 15th goal of the year. Nielsen gets the shutout for the Islanders. Brodeur takes the loss. Islanders 1, New Jersey Devils 0. The Blackhawks go to Hockey Town to play the Red Wings and beat the Red Wings. The Blackhawks, of course, had that terrible 9-game losing streak, playing better since then. The Blackhawks get goals from Patrick Sharp, his 25th, and Patrick Kane, the game winner, his 15th. Nicholas Cromwell scores his 14th for the Red Wings. Blackhawks 2, Red Wings 1. In a shootout, Dallas beats Calgary. Dallas 3, Calgary 2. Calgary gets goals during regulation from Curtis Glencross, his 22nd, and Ginla, his 25th. Dallas gets goals from Louis Erickson is 22nd, and Michael Ryder is 28th, 2-2 after regulation. In the shootout, Erickson again and Jamie Benn score for Dallas to clinch the shootout for them. Dallas 3, Calgary 2. Of course, Calgary gets a point there. And one other game, Philadelphia goes to down to Washington to play the Capitals, and Brizgalov, who is a guy I said early in the year could be the difference for the Flyers being a good Stanley Cup contender, he shuts out the Capitals. Philadelphia 1, Washington nothing on a goal by Eric Wellwood, only his second of the year. Quickly now to the TV, a lot of college basketball games tonight. There is one pro basketball game and a good one. The Mavericks go up to Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. That's 8 o'clock Eastern on NBA TV. But here are your college basketball games. The winners of these games get automatic bids to the NCAA tournament. Drexel at Virginia Commonwealth. That's VCU, of course, 7 o'clock Eastern, ESPN. Fairfield against Loyola, 7 o'clock Eastern. That game in Springfield, Massachusetts, ESPN2. At 9 o'clock, the Southern Conference Championship at Asheville, North Carolina, between West Carolina and Davidson, 9 o'clock Eastern, ESPN2. Winner goes to the tournament. And the West Coast Conference Championship in Las Vegas, 9 o'clock Eastern, Gonzaga against St. Mary's on ESPN. Again, the winner goes, and the loser has to hope for an automatic bid. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.